Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson, and it's Mental Monday. I love my little Mental Mondays. You guys, it's funny how the Mental Mondays come to me because I'll think of like, I don't know, three of them in a row. And then I won't think about it for a while. And then I'll just like be going about my day, and then all of a sudden I'll get a couple more. So anyway, that's how I do it. I know some people are always asked like how I create content. It's very much like things pop up. I don't know, when working out or in the shower or out for a walk or cooking dinner. I mean, I do listen to a lot of other podcasts and read a lot of books, and like things often pop up and I keep a running list. That's one of the main like pieces of advice I would give, is I keep a running list, because if you sit down to create content or create anything like writing or podcasting or anything, and you're staring at a blank cursor, or you just have the microphone in front of you, it's really hard to think of like on the spot something to talk about or something to write about. So I keep a list of different ideas. Anyway, so I just want to share that because sometimes people are asking. We do a lot of content creation within our insider program with our certification students, our graduates. And that's one of the things that I recommend. So notes, guys, notes. Like I keep it on my phone because I know that I always have my phone with me. But I also like writing things down in like a notebook. So anyway, before we get into today's episode, I did want to humbly ask if you would leave a review. And I'm going to give a specific directions on the review. If you have ever written me or even thought about writing me about a specific podcast, if you've thought about DMing me or emailing me because there was a podcast that really spoke to you, or it shifted your day or shifted your week, or it was one that you shared with somebody, if any of those things apply to you, if you would please leave a review, I would so appreciate it. It really, really does help. All right, guys. So today, what I want to talk about is something that is, like a lot of these mental Mondays are like really simple, right? And I just want you to imagine like going through your day and adding a word to something very specific. And it's this: how are you? So how are you is often just a greeting, right? We're not actually trying to ask people how they are. And that can be fine. You know, it's not like you need to spill your business to everybody, but here's my challenge for you, especially with people that you actually do care about how they are. You actually do want to know what's going on beneath the surface. I want you to add a word to that. Okay. So I'm telling you this because I reconnected with an old friend the other day and we were just chatting and, you know, about kids and whatever, and like just catching up. And there was like this moment in the conversation where he goes, yeah, but how are you emotionally? And this question, you guys, again, he didn't just stop and say, well, how are you? Or even how are you really? Although that's a good question too. How are you really? He said, how are you emotionally? And that took me to my emotional health, which allowed me to share on a much deeper level than just how are you. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be the word emotionally. You could add in other things. You could say, how are you really? As I just mentioned, you could say, how are you physically? You could say, how are you spiritually? You could say, how are you health-wise? There's all these things that you could add in to the how are you that deepen the connection, that deepen the answer, that deepen that space of vulnerability. Because how are you is used so much. And again, nobody really knows. I think when people ask you that, you don't really know if they want to hear the dark stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, you may even want to share. And oftentimes we don't, let's be honest. It's just easier not to. But even if we wanted to, there's always that little question in the back of our brain, which is our, you know, part that wants to be accepted by everybody. It's our social survival part of our lizard brain that's like, okay, I'm not going to reveal too much because I don't want to do something socially awkward. I don't want to tell them about my crazy breakup or how shitty things are in my business. I'm not going to tell them all that if that's not really what they want to know. So when you add a word, it's almost like you're saying, no, I'm really asking the question for real. And you're also giving something specific. So when he said emotionally, it was like, oh, he's really asking about like, not what everybody else asks. He's actually asking about me, right? Like he's actually asking to get to know what's really going on inside me. Like what is Lindsay's experience? Because oftentimes when you say, how are you? It's like, oh yeah, the kids and the business and the da-da-da. And you know, we're planning our vacation and the house, you know, we're redoing the bathroom and, you know, like stuff that's like surface and not necessarily about me. And so that's really just my challenge with this Mental Monday is what is the word, you know, whatever you're doing today and whoever you're around, can you add a word to how are you? Or maybe there's something very specific in their life. How are you doing with your mom? You know that her mom was sick. Or how are you doing with your dog that was at the vet last week? How are you doing with something, right? And that can just, again, be a window that's very specific that doesn't have, that kind of lets people's guard down and walls down. And again, answers that question that is always going to be in their brain when you ask, how are you, of do they really want to know? Do they really want to know how shitty my weekend was? And when you clarify the question and ask something very specific, that part of their brain can kind of, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to share everything, but that part of their brain that wonders if you really want to know, right? And that can be a kind of a loud whisper that you just are like, oh, they don't really want to know everything. If you clarify the question, then they feel safe to actually tell you how they are. And that, of course, can open up just a deeper relationship, a deeper friendship, a deeper sharing. So that's my challenge for you today, is to add a word to how are you. Kind of simple, really, right? I love the simple ones. All right, guys. And remember, if you love this podcast, go give us a review. I read every one. I do. And I would love to hear from you. All right, guys. That's it for me. We'll see you next week on Mental Monday. Bye for now.